Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she sent this to the Kiss FM Facebook page, which then I found. But you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She wants to know, am I the jerk for not letting him merge? And then I was like, huh?
Well, that...
Hold on, though. You got to hear her out.
That sounds wrong to begin with.
Yeah. But hold on. I really had to read and really process. I was very serious reading this at Pilates last night. Well, I was honest to God.
You was intently listening.
I was in a plank reading her message going, huh? She says, Allie and DZ, so I take the same route to home from work every day.
Makes sense.
And I have the last 3 years. I don't like sitting in traffic as much as the next person, but it's part of the day at 4:30 p.m.
Mm.
This specific scenario is on the interchange of 41, when you can either head south towards Chicago or stay right and go left towards Beloit.
Ah, got it.
The interchange isn't important because this happens everywhere. She says, so every day, the left lane headed towards Beloit is always jammed up. So am I following this? She's on 41 passing like Bayview going south. Is that what she's saying?
That's what it sounds
like. And you can either go straight towards Chicago.
Right.
Or if you go to Beloit, is it left? I thought it was right to Beloit.
It's technically right.
That's why I'm like, are we thinking of the right one here?
You're going south, unless she's coming north.
The left lane headed to Beloit is always jammed up.
She must be coming north.
I'm with you because I think it matters in this scenario and you'll understand why it matters.
No, but yeah.
She says the interchange isn't important, blah, 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 because this happens everywhere. So every day it's the left lane headed towards Beloit is always jammed up. There's only one lane. So you just have to find a podcast like Allie and DZ, listen to Brew, gather your inner patience and wait.
Fair.
After sitting in line for 10 to 15 minutes, pretty much daily... There are always people that try to merge last minute and get in line ahead of all of us that have been waiting.
The creepers.
So on this particular day, I wasn't having it. I noticed the guy behind me was close to me and I was close to the guy in front of me. We have a merge barricade.
I've been there. Yeah, you start the wall. Yeah.
We aren't going to let anyone in. About 20 yards before we need to take our exit, as expected, this guy turns on his blinker.
Mm-hmm.
I inch closer to the car in front of me, then try to merge in front of me. Then he tried, and I won't let him. He ends up obviously taking the wrong way. I got a satisfaction from this.
You sent that man off.
You sent that man to Beloit. No, she sent him to Chicago.
No, she sent him to Chicago.
She went to Beloit. Am I the jerk for enjoying making the man go the wrong way after he tries to merge last minute? Okay. Now, there are people right now in their cars losing it. And I want to say something. She says the interchange isn't important. I actually think it is important.
Yeah, because it depends on where you are. It depends on how many lanes.
If you're at State Fair... That's a zipper merge. If you're on 94 right by State Fair Park where the big pumpkin and all the rides are, right? If you're cruising either way, Well, if you're cruising towards downtown going east, that's a zipper merge.
That's a zipper merge.
You have to let people in.
Those, it's one for one. One, two, one,
meant,
two.
Do not merge early. People right. merge early. It makes me crazy. It screws up traffic. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Take the lane all the way down.
Take the lane all the way and then merge at the merge, people. So, but when you have one like this.
If people are on the shoulder.
This is not a zipper merge. That's why I was like, it does matter, because same thing if you're on 894, let's say, coming south, and you want to go right towards Beloit,
mm-hmm.
or left towards 76th and heads towards Chicago, mm-hmm. right? 76th Street. You would have to get in line way ahead.
You would.
You'd be a jerk if you tried to get over at the last minute. That's not a zipper merge.
Yeah.
It's just bad engineering of the roads.
See, but, true. But you then know? But then I'm thinking of like, of 894 coming westbound, right? When you're mm-hmm. just passing 27th on yeah. like exit 9.
Sure.
Where
27th and Loomis and all that.
Just,
yes.
Just past that. But
60th Street.
But you're on 894, right? Mm-hmm. You're coming westbound. It cuts you off because the lane ends. And it's technically a merge, but it's not a metered light. So it's just the lane ending. And some people will literally travel that all the way down. Technically, that's not wrong. Technically, they have all the way.
Wait, but is that
way...
an exit lane?
It
that then it's wrong.
It's not an exit lane because the exit lane is one over.
It's just an extra lane that they use so traffic could flow, and then it merges back down to a few to less lanes,
which isn't technically
then
a zipper merge.
It's just a
lane merge. So if this is an instance where I think it might be mm-hmm. a lane merge, you gotta let them in. If they take that all the way down, they have until that becomes shoulder to mm-hmm. technically drive on as road. And if you get cut off at the perfect time, you gotta bite the bullet.
Somebody said she's talking about 894 westbound to Beloit. Okay, then that's not what she said. That
she made it sound like she was going the other way.
So if she is going westbound. Yeah, because she'd be going left to Beloit. Like you're coming to the damn radio station.
Right.
Yeah.
That.
No. She's heading towards Hales Corners, Muskego, and all that. And she's heading.
She's cutting somebody
she's going,
off.
She's trying.
She's cutting somebody off.
Hmm.
She arguably.
No, I don't think she is. That's not a zipper merge. I don't think she's a jerk.
I think there's enough lane to let people through, though. If that's what I'm trying to say, it might not be a zipper merge, but if it's where I'm thinking she's saying, there's enough lane to let people through.
To let people in, and she was just on one that day.
You know, say it's a semi, right? They don't have that brake power. Say it's a bigger truck. I'm not trying to gas you up and make call her the jerk,
mm-hmm.
but I think there's enough lane, and you're right. It matters where she was.
Somebody texted in. I don't even have to hear the rest of the story. Not the jerk. The Beloit turnoff is terrible. I take it every day to get over. Like people get over like they're supposed to and sit in line, and other people try going all the way right before it turns, and I'm not letting anyone merge. Jason from Maguana, go.
It's basically a fork. You're right. Like it's a fork in the road, and some people take that lane all the way down. I don't think they're wrong.
It also makes me mad when people hang out in that lane and aren't exiting and hold us all back.
And then
that makes me crazy too, but that's a different am I the jerk.
Don't make me go there, because then they get all the way far right, and it's like, why?
Why did you do that?
Ooh, Lord.
DZ.
Ooh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically barricading out the guy trying to get in. She said, I sit in this line every day for 10 to 15 minutes in the afternoon trying to get on whatever, I'm assuming 43 South towards Beloit.
Yep.
And they did not want to let this guy in.
So she had it.
The guy ended up going the wrong way. So he ended up going 894 North. He went to the zoo. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Or she's got her directions wrong. Who cares? I guess it doesn't. She's saying the interchange doesn't matter. I think it does. I think it does too. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Is she the jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So we got this, am I the jerk? And she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically creating a merge barricade with other cars.
Mm-hmm.
And not letting somebody who tried to merge at the very last minute in. And we got confused on what the intersection is, and so we're not going to obsess over it, because that's exactly what I'm doing. I think she might have miswrote one of the directions, because what she wrote doesn't make sense.
Might have gotten turned around.
She talks about going south towards Chicago, and you can either stay right and go left towards Beloit. So I got stuck on that. I was like, but you don't go left towards Beloit, you go right. So I got all stuck on that fact. I'm like, hold on! And
you're coming westbound then, if you're going left towards Beloit.
I'm confused. But it does matter, because if it's a zipper merge, I'm sorry. You're supposed to let people in, which would make her the jerk. This does not sound like a zipper merge.
We don't know what it sounds like.
Fine, let's go to Julian in Milwaukee and see what he thinks. He's got his own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. These beautiful things that
I've got. Please. Good morning.
Morning, Julian.
I'm scared to say anything about you after he went off on us last time.
just play nice.
Oh, we're good now. We're good now.
Oh, okay. He got it off his chest.
He was like, why are you guys so mean to me?
Dang. Our bad.
No, we love you, Julian. Okay, is she the jerk? What do you think?
She's not the jerk in this instance.
Really?
No, because you see it so much. Everybody pretty much drives the same route to and from work, whatever. Yes. So they know they have to merge. A lot of people like to wait last minute, try and jump the line and merge in.
And that's messed up. I'll agree. Even when I do it, it's messed up.
Yeah. If it's a zipper merge, then yeah.
You
have to let them in. Yeah. But then there's some people that try and take advantage, and there's three or four cars flying by you trying to get in. If we're up to the shoulder and you're not supposed to merge, I'm not letting you merge.
If you're in a zipper merge, like by State Fair Park, and you are not letting people in, you're a jerk. But if now they're on the shoulder, like, then they're just going far.
But now,
it should be every other car at the zipper merge. I don't care if seven cars fly around you, it's still every other. Period.
Yeah.
See, seven don't go in front of you, it's every other.
Let me argue about the doorknobs that are sitting there 50 feet back from any actual merge.
They're the problem.
Causing a jam up because they're trying to get in the left lane to get over when you could really take the lane all the way down.
Well, that's the problem with the zipper merge. People are convinced they're supposed to get in line a million miles before.
Why?
Because of the other interchanges like this one where it's not a zipper merge that Julian's talking about. Like when you get on 43 south to Beloit, it's one lane. There's no zipper merge. It's like get in the lane or get screwed.
It's get over or get lost.
Yeah, you're done.
For sure.
I drive CDL trucks. I drive the big concrete truck.
Oh, you know what's up.
A pain because nobody wants to let you in. I get it. You don't want to sit behind this little truck.
Sure.
But I'll ride the bumper of whoever's in front of me because...
So nobody gets in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people get mad regardless whether you're right or wrong.
Well, next time a truck doesn't let me in, I'm going to be like, Julian, is that you?
Julian, let me in.
Is that you?
So.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thanks for sharing, Julian. You say not the jerk.
All right. Have a good day.
Appreciate you, man. You too. Not the jerk.
He said we ride them. Dude, I don't blame him.
When you got a big wide body, bro, the last thing I want to see on a merge is a huge semi, a big old truck, or a concrete mixer either in front or behind me.
Yeah.
No, I will do whatever I can in my power to not let you in.
Semi hit a car at a stoplight in Brookfield the other day, and I was like, probably didn't have time to stop.
You saw him hit?
No, I saw the aftermath he was like, you rear-ended me. I'm like, the guy probably didn't have time to stop.
Did you brake check him? You know,
it was a hot mess. All right, Tiffany's in Milwaukee next. Let's go to her and see what she thinks. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Morning.
We don't know what damn intersection we're talking about, but we think we know.
And we're going to talk like we know.
Okay.
So keep going.
Is she the jerk for not letting the guy merge?
I don't think she's a jerk.
Wow.
And this is why, because 9 times out of 10, the guy's going to do it again tomorrow.
Oh.
He didn't learn his lesson. Mm-hmm. Now, work as a team when you're driving, like a hand gesture, a smile, goes a long way.
Yeah.
And then you can tell the difference between like somebody who genuinely, kind of didn't get over in time and needs to be let in.
Sure.
You know
somebody
what I mean?
That
versus,
screwed
like,
up and went, no, I didn't realize I had to get over. You see those hot messes on the road and you know who they are.
They normally got their blinker on for
a
mile.
Me. Because I'm on the phone or something. And I'm like, whoops.
Oh, so now I got to let you in.
No, you do not.
You do not.
You do not.
But yeah, when somebody's like bull guarding, not giving you eye contact, and just you can tell they're just trying to cut you right off and get right in.
Oh, my gosh.
She knows the one.
Body language.
The person in front of her and the person in back of her was like cheering her on in the car, I'm sure.
She said they had a merge barricade. Nobody could get around them. They were teamed up, and I'm sure those cars were all like giving each other the thumbs up and waving. And
You become instant best friends with those people in line. Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Hero of the day, not the jerk.
All right,
hero
Tiffany.
Of the day.
Thanks for calling, girl.
Love you guys.
Love you back.
Bye.
Jinx. Double jinx. Yes. Now tell me where the five is.
Nope.
Dang it.
All right, now let's go to Lance at Econowalk. Hi, Lance. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, you know.
Better now that we're talking to you.
Uh-huh. Lance, you heard it. They both said not the jerk. Are you going to sweep this out?
I'm saying not the jerk.
Ooh, wow. Go on. Shot back.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever was merging to go to the zoo, it seemed like he needs to go back to his cage.
This man in his one-liner, bro. Oh,
Lance, you're too much.
Who let the gorilla out?
Who said anything about a gorilla? Bye, Lance.
Bye, Lance. We love you.
Talk soon, man. Much love. This man.
He's a character.
He's good.
He's a character.
He might not even have a real country accent in real life. Well, he could just be pulling our leg.
And he's at Conemaugh. He doesn't know where the hell we're talking about anyway, does he? We don't even know where we're talking about. I looked to see if she sent us a message to update us on where what the intersection was, since I can't, you know, figure it out, but whatever. So not the jerk. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. And it was a hard vacuum sealed, swept mm-hmm. out, not the jerk down the line. Wow.
Do you know yesterday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Did you see the jerk on Facebook yesterday?
No.
It said it was a clean sweep, pun intended, because it was about you using the vacuums at the car wash.
Oh, you punny. Oh, you a punny. Oh, you a punny one, huh?
Clean sweep.
That's actually good.
Thank you.
Clean sweep again.
So anyway, it is not the jerk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.